Part 2.
It was a one-time thing, and it was timed just so that next week I went into trial.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That's Geeta Pencer. Now remember, last time we spoke to her, she was giving us the story of how she got sued very early on in her career. Big dollar number. And she won, but it stressed her out. She wanted to leave medicine. It was terrible. And then she got over it, and she started academics and teaching, and now is going around and helping other people with their litigation stress. Well, they reopened the case like 12 years later. And Geeta, to take her mind off it, decided to do something positive.
Okay. So one of the things that I've given myself permission for is to actively take care of myself. And so there's all this stuff about wellness and resilience and how to take time for yourself. And we don't often take that advice, right? We are too busy. I work my shifts. I'm a mom. I've got all these familial responsibilities. And so I would definitely let the self-care thing go. And so approaching the trial the second time, I said to myself that I need to give myself permission to do things that I would like to do. And so I'll tell you something that I'm doing now. This is a little crazy, but I think it's a good thing. But there is a nonprofit in Rhode Island called Dancing with the Doctors.
Aren't our doctors amazing or what?
And for the last few years, I've kind of thought to myself, like, gee, you know, that looks like fun, but I really don't have time to do that. It seems pretty cool, but I just don't have time. And a colleague of mine did it last year, and she actually won, and she'd said, you really should do this. I think that you would like it. And so she sent me an email about it, and I just happened to notice the date of, they have a gala at the end, which is on April 14th, and my trial was set to start on April 16th. And I thought, maybe this is the thing. Maybe this is the thing that's going to keep my mind off of the trial. It's going to give me something else really positive to focus on that I've kind of wanted to do that isn't medicine, it isn't work, and it's for a good cause.
It's kind of crazy. It's this nonprofit that helps, you know, fund free clinics and healthcare for a bunch of people. And these doctors go out there and they train for 12 weeks and they match with professional dancers and they basically do Dancing with the Doctors instead of Dancing with the Stars.
It completely did its job. I was not thinking about the trial at all until it was over. I mean, I would have this sort of passing like, oh God, I got to start preparing for that again. And then it was like, no, I can't even think about that right now. I'm so sucked into this dance thing and I'm so like overwhelmingly nervous. This is all an experiment, really. Like, I don't know. No one in any of the books said that you should enter a ballroom dancing competition, maybe for a reason, but I don't know. It's just, it seemed like fun. It seemed like fun, and the timing was just right. I didn't even know how stressed I should be about this until I got into it. And then they're like, okay, you could wear this half a dress, or this half a dress, or this spangly half a dress. I just, oh my God. So I started training with the charity and my partner, who was this internationally ranked 3-time Czech Republic national champion ballroom dancer, who was amazing. I trained with this guy and I raised funds for the Rhode Island Free Clinic. So each year there's a designated charity and you can win this competition in one of two ways. You can win either by dancing the best, I guess, because there are judges, and just like Dancing with the Stars, you get numbers and hopefully you're shooting for tens. But the other way that you can win is by raising the most money. And that is what I set out to do because I was afraid I would not win any dancing awards. And so I threw myself into fundraising. And in the end, I managed to raise $25,420 for the free clinic. And so I was the Women's People's Choice Award winner. So once you win that award, then you are precluded from winning any of the other dancing awards. So my excuse for not winning them is just to say that I had already won the fundraising award.
And through this process, the free clinic made $130,000.
It was honestly, I think, one of the best things I've ever done for myself. And I talk a lot about how I think that being open about this process can help a lot of us. You have to approach it with some degree of vulnerability. That's true. But letting people into my life and letting them know that this was happening to me actually just made this event, like, for instance.
Here's another twist. Well, not really a twist, but a pretty good idea.
The nurses that I work with all knew this was happening to me. A lot of them had been with me through the first trial, and they would come to the courthouse and they were incredibly supportive, and then they knew it was coming back again. And so not only were they excited that I was doing it at all, but when they knew that I was doing this as sort of a coping thing with the trial coming up the next week, I think they were sort of extra supportive. And so many of them came. There were 26 ED staff that came. They rented this gigantic bus limo and they made this huge night of it. It picked them up at the emergency department. They wore all their red carpet vest, and this party bus had a bathroom. It had a dancing pole. There are some videos that we pass only amongst ourselves of things happening on that pole. Had a bar, and it was a 40-minute ride from RED to where this gala was, and boy, did they have fun. It was great. And so I had helped finance one of the tables, so we had techs and secretaries and people who would not ordinarily come to that kind of event, and they lived it up like crazy. I had so much fun partying with them. I was the third one to dance, and so then I was done, and I was like, oh my God, okay, it went fine. I'm done. Woo!
One of the very practical things that Gita realized during this process is the importance of telling colleagues and not being afraid of that. And what happened was is that the nurses in particular gathered around her and said, we're coming to the next trial. We came to the first trial. We're coming to the second trial. We want to support you. And they did this thing, which I never would have thought was important.
In the morning or in the afternoon when they were off, they would come wearing their scrubs or their IDs, which actually made a big difference to the jury. It makes a huge difference to the jury if they see that there are people from your institution that support you, that think you're a good doctor. It actually, you don't really think about the optics of that, but they actually polled the jury after the first trial. And to a person, they said that that meant a ton to them. And that's not really the reason why you're doing it for yourself. It just helps you to have a community of people who are kind of rooting for you through this process that can say to you, this is baloney. This shouldn't be happening to you. Even if you did an error in judgment, whatever, they know you on your worst days. They know you on your best days. These are the people that you want to tell you that you're a good doctor. I like working with you. We're happy when you're on. This is an unfair process. Don't take the things that they're saying to you seriously. Let's go out for a beer after this. It meant a ton.
So Gita has so much more to say about this, but how did it end? Tell us the drum roll, please. What happened?
It was 3 weeks long, and it ended with a verdict in my favor again. So I've had now two jury trials with a verdict in my favor, and I was pretty nervous because immediately, like right after the verdict, I like didn't have any time to even have it sink in, and the judge says, so if there's a motion for a new trial, these are the things I'm going to need. And the plaintiff's attorney was like, yep, I'll get those to you. And I literally had 30 seconds of feeling relief. And then like, oh my God, are they really going to do this again? A second appeal? Are you kidding me? I didn't have a lot of time to really just let go and decompress. But I just, during the process of our conversation earlier, got a little letter on my phone from my lawyer. There are two ways you can move for a new trial or you can start this general appeals process. And they are not pursuing either of those, and that this is done. It's 12 long years coming to an end just as I'm talking to you. It's weird. I mean, the trial was awful. Don't get me wrong. It was awful. But when I look back on this, I think what I'm going to remember more is that I did the ballroom dancing competition because this was coming, and that was one of the coolest things I've ever done. And so I'm not going to say I'm glad it happened. I'm just going to say I feel good about taking out of it whatever positives I can take out of it, sort of shining a light on it so that people who are going through this process don't feel isolated and alone and like no one else cares about what's going on with them, or that our colleagues all haven't had to deal with something similar. I think we need to open up this conversation a lot more.
And of course, we will. Again, the name is Gita Penser. She is an emergency physician and part-time ballroom dancer. And we're going to follow up with her podcast where you can find it. We'll do more stuff with Geeta. We're certainly going to do more on wellness. This is just one part of that. Getting sued is terrible. I've been named a couple of times, and just being named, it's just terrible. I haven't had to go to court, but I've had many friends that have, and just the ridiculous life stressor that is. Mostly because you are made to feel like you are bad at what you do. That's the game. At least it's a game to the lawyers. It's not a game to us. This is our life. This is who we are. It's a dangerous game. So thanks to Geeta. Thanks for sharing her story. And I hope you learned a little bit from it. Take all that energy. Talk to people. It's okay. Normalize it. And maybe you can even do something positive. And link it with something crazy. Maybe do a little ballroom dancing.